What do you think about Juneteenth? That's a holiday.
That's a holiday.
You took down George Washington. You took down Abe Lincoln. You took down a lot of holidays.
That's a holiday.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Back just signing today.
That's another holiday.
No, don't go too far now. Look, yeah, you gotta go work. Look,
that's
is that what they say? But what I think about it, Pastor, it's terrible because it's based on a lack of knowledge. Now, we know the fact of the matter, June 19th was when the Union soldiers got to the place to let them know that they were free. January 1st was the day, 2.5 years early, is when the slaves were actually free.
Okay.
So it's all a big mix up, and what they're trying to do with it is rewrite history.
Basically,
rewrite history. You know, saying that, and that creates the big. Because June 19th, the celebration is aimed at one demographic group.
Okay.
One demographic. You're the only one that has really have any call to celebrate. And even though it's something that the country did, you know, it's targeted at one group of people.
Right.
You know, but we're all Americans, so what's wrong with it?
Well, what really we put so much emphasis on our race today, and that's what really bothers me. And I think most black people, one of the things he made the interesting statement that we judge people based upon their character, not their color. That's right, sensitive to the character, not the color of skin. Have we gone away from that? I thought King was one of the people that we looked to
up until now. They've been labeled. A lot of people have been labeled as useful idiots to facilitate this Marxist agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, they will lift you up and hold you in high esteem until they get what they need out of you, and then they're done with you.
So. Back to the Marxist thing that Kevin relates to, as moving as a group in Marxism. So what we're saying is that they using it as a divergent
horse. Absolutely.
A Trojan horse?
Yes. Yeah.
Have we been hold to it?
Line and sinker.
And that's sad, isn't it?
It is.
When there are so many other issues to be dealt with.
Yeah. You know, should have been issues.
But you know, they go back to Khrushchev and all the other leaders in these countries that are racing all of them said they're going to take America down from the inside.
Absolutely.
Are we playing into the head?
That's
the confusion, the hatred, and all that's going on today. And they're not going to have the fire shot, They're just going to take over, look like it.
Why just eat each other alive?
Well, they ain't gonna take it over. We're gonna give it to them.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Where are the Christian people now in this whole situation? The truth is,
I.e. the problem.
So again, sir?
I.e. the problem. The Christians are too silent, have been for too long, and we better start looking at this as the judgment of God. If we don't stand up, if we don't turn back to God,
especially
on our face.
Yeah, okay.
This nation is done.
Okay. So that we at a crucial point. Yeah, you think so?
I believe so. No.
So what you're saying is Jesus is the answer.
Absolutely.
Well, why can't you, we're spending billions of dollars every day to try to rectify the problem that we have. Nobody said anything about the Lord. Let's turn into prayer. Let's go back to why are these intelligent people, scholars?
If you do that, if you accept the fact that Jesus is the answer, you gotta act right.
Okay.
You gotta act right.
First of all, it works totally against the system. Okay. First of all, I gotta act right. I gotta treat people right. I have to act right.
If you accept that premise, right. Christ is the answer.
Secondly, Jesus being the answer is free, so nobody ain't gonna make no money. Think about it.
Black Lives Matter won't have no kind of organization at all.
Right. So,
won't have no rights or nothing.
Right.
So that'll
help you. Well, as you can see, they implode because the people inside who've been on the ground, the foot soldiers, they want to know what happened to the money. They know they were given, donated, plenty of money.
Right.
So they riders act. And I don't know about
what the money is. So Kevin, what you said is if the world break down and accept Christ as a solution to all of our problems, and the problem is a heart problem, you know, and if we accept Him, then that'll change the whole course of history, the way we operate each and every day. And so it won't be a lot of under the table dealing going on, huh?
No, all that will go away. But we would have the utopia that these people are trying to create. They say what they're trying to create.
Yeah.
We would actually have a much better place, the place that they're selling us.
It's a heart problem, really.
Definitely a heart problem.
You can't legislate morality and heart, darn.
So it really shows you that that's not their agenda anyway.
It's not that agenda.
Because in a land that's riddled with crime and all the other issues that we're dealing with, and their cry is less law enforcement. You got to know that that's not their agenda to reduce or get rid of crime.
Let me even say that. You know what I'm saying? 28 people killed in Chicago. 20 to 30. This past week. But well, this one, because the news probably wouldn't even hear it if all the truth in Chicago would begin to voice the fact that we need to turn back to the board. Maybe they are doing it. And the news won't cover
it. What's your opinion? Because whether the news covered or not, but you know, God, when you go to God and with earnest heart, you get results. We will see the results.
Okay.
We will see.
So you don't think the leaders in a big city like Chicago are serving the Trump and Zion? You don't think they really lifted the name of the Lord during this crucial time?
You mean the man who's married to another woman? That's who the leaders you're talking about?
Ben Lightfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, who won't accept interviews from white journalists or white interviewers, but she's married to a white woman. Is it not gaslighting? Is it not virtue signaling? No, y'all ain't getting none of that.
I wasn't aware of that.
You were not?
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes. Yes, the white.
I was not aware of that.
Air quotes. I know y'all, white.
Yeah. So, but since you won't speak to white reporters,
No, they can't interview. They can't have any of her time.
You gotta be black. Okay, well, you know, gentlemen, you know, these are the issues that we're facing today, but like I say, it escapes me. Because now, like I said, the word of God is confirmed in my spirit to know that these people that are so highly educated, they have the big degrees, but yet and still, they can't see that there's a problem within man. Taking the guns away is not going to solve the problem. You understand what I'm saying? It all comes back to an issue of the heart.
Right.
And we know only one person that even has even stepped up to the plate and said, I can remedy that problem. I can give you a new heart and a new spirit.
Mm.
Only one person has done that. And that's Jesus Christ. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? But yet they rejected Him.
Still rejected.
But that captain said, the whole thing.
Yeah.
That would make too many changes. And
People would
out of business.
And people would be responsible.
Out of business. The race baiters and all that would be out of business.
Jesse couldn't make the money he made.
No way.
Okay. Well, we did with that race theory, you know, and I think all these things kind of, you know, lumped together.
They do sin. They in the sin basket.
All of them in the basket together, you know. But, you know, I just, you know, keep on telling people. I'm telling the guy at work last night there. What is going on when I came in? I get ready to leave and he come in and he wants to talk, you know, every now and then he wants to talk about the situation. James, what you think about the Bell Toyota crisis? What you think about Buckhead over in Atlanta? We can put out from Atlanta, Georgia. Buckhead went out because the crime had gotten so bad.
They said it started
in Buckhead. Have y'all ever been to Buckhead? Huh?
Yeah.
Have you been out?
No. Yeah.
You ever been to Buckhead? Oh, it's not true.
Well, the first pride parade was here. You know that, right?
I don't. Yeah, it wasn't big dollars.
That's
but the crime has gotten so bad until Buckhead and the Atlanta mayor, she refused to deal with it. So now they're going to court, right? Which they are financially able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Homewood,
right?
They can do it.
Yeah.
But if Buckhead pulled out from an election, all the same money.
So,
they push most of the bill, you know, for a lot of the things that go on in the left, you know. And, you know, but all these things going on, and, you know, Christ is the answer to this problem. That's what, that's what I keep on telling people. Amen. I told them last night, you know, I said, man, the Lord is the answer. You know, we can sit here and talk about the mentor context coming up, the prospect of, you know, but until we can, you know, put people in that, not because they're black. You know, I just told him basically like that. I said, if you got a white guy running with an MIT degree, he's got a good track record of you know, being fair and bringing in business. He's got this wealth connected. Right. And then you got a black guy, he right out the hood, and he don't know ABC, he don't know how to shoot pops, you know. And but yet and still, because the population of Birmingham is 70, 80% black,
right.
They gonna vote for the black man. Regardless of whether he's able to run this city or not, you know, it's just, but like I say, we have come a long way from King's philosophy, you know, of, you know, not carry, not skin, but, you know, okay, Kevin,
hey.
Have a young lady here named Ricky Charlotte, she got a bit out of here, and talk about Generation Z. Now, y'all, who was the Generation Z again? Now, this is a good article here, viewpoints here. Let's cut into a little bit of what she had to say as she looked at this new segregation here. The new segregation.
Segregation. That's what it is.
Exactly what it is.
Critical race theory from a Generation Z perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You might wonder why you should care about what a college kid has to say just about the
topic. Okay.
I don't blame you. But on the topic of critical race theory, I would argue we're equally qualified to be an RGC. I'm an older member of Generation Z. My childhood was not bridged by bootlegged pseudo-philosophy. I'm thankful that I can remember a time when Martin Luther King's mission was celebrated and upheld in my school. But I also was thrust into the critical race theory worldview early in my high school career. My sub-generation, those of us around college age today, teetered immediately on the cusp of the explosion of this neo-racist theory talked about CRT.
Yep. Right.
As such, we may be the only ones able to remember a time without it, but also know what it means to be steeped in the diverse worldview. My first recognizable experience of critical race theory came when I was a freshman in high school. In celebration of Martin Luther King Day, we congregated in the auditorium for lectures and activities. I always approach this day with peculiar, particular reverence. I was taught its value as a child. It's a day to recognize common humanity and celebrate our country's progress toward justice. But that year, my experience was entirely different. After an introductory speech, the entire student body was told to report to a specific room or building based on their racial identity, systematically segregated students throughout the campus. In doing so, the leaders of the event chose to promote the impression that only those in the same racial category are able to relate to the feelings and experiences of one another. As such, they suggested that conversations about race are better segregated than community-based. Ironically, on Martin Luther King Day.
So, hold this minute, Jeff. So how are you going to come together? First of all, you're going to segregate them.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So you're not able to empathize.
There's no reason, there's no debate, there's no bouncing ideas off, you know, any of that.
Yeah, let's keep all races together.
Uh-huh.
Then those races will talk.
Find a common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
can't happen like this.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
I was only 14 years old at the time. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I was only 14 years old at the time. It would be years before I even heard the term critical race theory. But nonetheless, I knew then and there that I had seen it. Ever since then, I have watched different iterations of this philosophy creep into my education, impacting the broader culture and mindset of my contemporaries.
That's it.
Identity politics have exploded on my college campus. The natural byproduct of this misguided field racist education, we're speaking. Generation Z has been divided and told to be one another through the lens of color and difference. And we have done exactly that.
Generation Z are the people born between 1997 and 2015.
Okay, 97.
Okay, 18
years,
everybody born in
there.
As a believer in Martin Luther King's authentic mission and cause,
right,
this worries me in a truly visceral way. As a culture, we're willingly turning our backs on the values that promote inclusivity.
Yeah. Wow.
I worry in particular for the children younger than I, who have never known any
different.
Who can't recall the time before their immutable characteristics were deemed their defining attributes. Well,
that's something. That's a shame. Right. That, I mean, really, just think about that, though.
Yeah. You're black, you're white, therefore you act and think.
You are this. Yeah. You are this, just like the inherently racist thing.
And here's the thing about it, Kevin. These kids have grown up and come to school together from little top.
Right.
You know, not like us. We've been segregated. I was, anyway. I don't know where y'all were.
I was big.
Me and Milton don't know about no big school, you know. And but yet still, even the young generation, they come up with as toddlers together.
Right.
And now you're going all of a sudden, you want to
tell them, go right back.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
But it's just like the Bible teaches us, Pastor.
What's that?
There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same circle.
Okay, you're going around
there. Yeah, it's the same circle.
You know, it'll make you think about, you know, this commercial. I don't know what they've advertised, but on the commercial, they got the boy, the black boy, the white boy, walking down the sidewalk. And, you know, it's just amazing how the kids can get caught up in this kind of stuff. You know, they can look back and say, hey, you know, you're not looking at color. No.
That's right, bro. You ain't done if we believe them alone.
You dig it up a dinosaur.
Yeah.
You dig it up a dinosaur in the name of progress. So,
how is that? How do you go back to progress, though? How do you go back to progress? Put your car in reverse.
You got to be a hard scholar. You ain't no hard.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's why you don't understand that, though.
Wow. I'm blissfully ignorant.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin. Let's give a little bit more of that.
Activist teachers and administrators have hijacked the parental responsibility.
That is.
Parental responsibility of activating children and shaping their senses and selves and their general
worldview.
And while all authorities seem to bow down to this new ideology, it's no wonder impressionable young people are swept up in it.
Right.
Through such true supporters, of a critical race theory may be a few in number, they're a powerful minority.
Yes, go.
Through cancel culture and reputation destruction, their threats of intimidation and slander render them able to shut down most all opposition.
And again, the media is so consistent. And the media by itself is so powerful.
Right, right.
And the media, even though, it's a small percentage of people that just come right out and say, we're free with this CRT thing. But yet, it's still because of the media and the billionaires and the sports jockeys and billionaire sports guys, all of them standing behind it. People that may not go along with it, they're going to keep silent.
Right, right.
Rather than being intimidated or even punished, you know?
That's right.
Read.
But I have hope, too. There has been a tidal wave of awareness surrounding critical race theory recent times.
That's good.
I've been willing to bet that most people, like myself, don't even know the term here months ago. Nonetheless, it now dominates the national dialogue.
Yes, sir.
We're acutely aware of this denigrating effect on society and the well-being of our future generations.
Okay.
Parents, teachers, politicians, and activists alike have joined forces to fight this fragmentation. Even whole organizations have sprung up in opposition.
That's right. That's right.
This is what fills me with optimism. Despite the severity of the situation, it my hits, my home.
That's right.
That okay. More members of my generation who are uniquely situated in their perspective
right.
Will come forward to. We have been a silent majority.
Yeah.
Now we're making ourselves heard. If you think about that, that's true.
That's right. Yeah.
Tony and I, we never experienced that, but they're in a sweet spot to where they were like at the very beginning of it, but could see a difference, you know, before it ever happened.
Yeah.
And DJ, he just gonna be, you know, he's just
well, that then that's what I'm afraid of. That there's you know, just like the Bible said back in the in Joshua's day, there arose a generation that knew not the Lord.
Right.
This generation that's coming behind us may never have seen a time.
Yeah.
Right.
When you know, when it was in it, we're not far from that.
That's right.
We're not far from that.
That's right. But he tells you, when we have been a silent majority, and now we'll speak it up. And that's my prayer that people will begin to, you know, to speak up a little bit more concerning, you know, this division here, because it has its tendency. It's all over the world, man.
Well,
it's not just the United States, you know.
It absolutely, Pastor, it's a worldwide thing.
It's worldwide.
And there's... We only know we know that like the Bible teaches there's only one race of people.
Yeah,
but there are different demographics of people all over the world.
Yeah.
But why are they dealing with just these two particular ethnicities?
Well, I think America has been a target, you know, for all of these non-Christian countries, you know, they have all come together to try to bring America out. To rechange history, change everything.
Well,
you know?
The idea.
Yeah.
The idea of America goes against, flies in the face
yeah.
of what they're trying to do. So people have hope when you, America creates hope. People, it
yeah.
gives people hope that life can be better.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
right,
that,
right,
that
right.
you can be free. That
you need that hope. That hope is very important that people have. You know, they have a belief that things can get better, you know, as far as, you know, their life, their livelihood and so forth.
Absolutely.
You know,
you see, like you're saying, so many of this generation has been silent.
Yeah.
That's because they, like I said, they don't brainwash, they don't shake
them. Oh, yeah.
To say, you know, just like you can go on a campus nowadays and ask them, how do you feel about transgender?
Yeah,
and they're not going to speak the truth, you know, because they're afraid of the backlash.
Yeah.
And they're afraid of,
council
culture. Yeah.
Council culture.
I mean, all of that.
Going to Tony's question about why I've been focusing on black and white.
Yeah.
You know, really, the world is just made up of those people of color and those people that are not of color.
That's right.
So when you split it down the middle, a perfect example of that is the Asian community. They're minorities, but they're going to pick the white folks out.
Yeah.
You know, and it causes division still.
Yeah.
It causes division with that small minority, with the bills that they pass and the protection that they render them that they didn't do African Americans. It causes more division, which is still there.
Well, that's good, bro. That's good. It's the same thing. It's a long, outgrown agenda that really started years and years and years ago, and they knew they were going to have to get the minds of the children in order to do it. So, but I was encouraged by this, if you don't mind, Pastor,
go ahead,
playing a short video.
What you got for me on the camera? Okay. Right, go ahead.
I was encouraged when I heard this young man and his daughter speaking, but let's check
out. You can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right? And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color they are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not gonna happen. My baby's gonna know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard and she can become that.
Work hard. Even though you don't know anyone, you can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. They're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
So we pray for people who are hurt.
Yes.
We pray for people who are hurt.
Well, that's what Jesus said about coming to him.
That's right.
You know, even in our military, right? Go ahead, Kevin. You I want you to finish that argument. You just got through.
Wasn't that it?
That was it. Okay. Yeah. You know, even in our military, they have brought a lot of business.
Absolutely.
With the CR.
So much.
And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I went in the Air Force in 1965. And, there was no discrimination as to what field I could go in if I scored high enough on the test. Because I didn't score high enough to get what I wanted. I wanted to get it from the test. But I didn't come high enough, you know, for the caliber, you know.
But whose fault was that?
Okay, so that was my fault.
Okay.
Number one, because I didn't do no prep work for it. Right. You know, if I knew that's what I wanted to do, then I should have been preparing, for the test in that area, you know, but I didn't, you know, just off the cuff, you know. But now some of my other friends that they went in intelligence, and they scored so high until they went, they got them secret clearance and all that. But we weren't discriminated at that time. Why?
That's why I can't accept it today, Pastor. Anybody living today,
mm-hmm.
as atrocious as slavery, Jim Crow, all that stuff was.
It was sinful and it was wrong.
But it is not what's holding you back today.
Sure, not.
Today, and for the last few generations, opportunity has been widely available for anyone who takes advantage.
In 65, it didn't hold us back then. All we had to do was score, meet the requirements.
Yeah. What we're not saying, audience, is that there's no such thing as racism or people don't have skin bias differences or whatever. We know that, but that's the hard issue.
Yeah, that's the hard issue. And that's going to be a pocket of people like that everywhere you go.
Period.
But overall, you know, the opportunities are there. They were there for me, you know. But I did score high enough to go to ground power, you know. That was the units that they used to service the aircraft, you know, the light units, the generators and all that. You know, I went to that field where we could, work on those types of apparatus there and then have them ready to, do the flight line check on planes and all that, you know. But I watch guys go into top fields. Yeah. Black guys right here out of Alabama.
Yeah.
But they scored high. It's going hot enough to do it. Absolutely. So it's a red herring.
I think it's
what that
as Christians, church is very critical in this part. Not just preaching the gospel, but being an example that if we're all unified in the spirit of Christ, where there's no bond, no free, no black, no white. I as a black brother bold enough to talk to a white brother and say, hey, you know, I'm going to come with you.
Yeah, okay.
And I know you don't believe
that. Absolutely.
Because we have the mind of Christ.
Be bold enough.
Show the world that we as Christians, we don't believe that. Amen.
Collectively. Yeah. Right. Good.
As long as we're dealing with it on our side of the fence and they're on their side of the fence, just like they deal with it in the same little groups.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show the world that we do have the mind of Christ by boldly saying, hey brother, that white supremacist thing with white privilege, I don't accept that. And I know you don't go by that.
That's right.
Well, we need to walk in that.
That's good. The sad part to that is the church as a whole.
Okay.
Especially just for the point of this conversation, I'm going to say the white evangelical church.
Right.
They have a thing in a lot of instances where they feel they need to cater or be extra sympathetic to the black Christian.
Right.
But if you're in Christ, it's gone anyway. Why do we need to revisit that? You know, you still stuck on Christianity as a white man's religion, then you got some more work.
That's right. That's
the opportunity. Like I said, that's why so many are at the border now to cross.
Yeah.
Because an opportunity.
Here.
You know,
here.
To the progress.
Amen.
To make a good living.
Amen.
You know, and I can think about one of Brian's cousins.
Yeah.
He went in the Air Force.
He went in the Air Force. Okay.
He progressed. Okay.
He's studying hard, working. He's flying. He's flying the F-15.
I'm sure he is.
On my side, my cousin's daughter.
Right.
She went to school, worked hard.
Sure.
She's a doctor. OBGYN. Deliver babies.
Yeah.
So just like that little girl said, that guy on there.
Very good. That was good.
It was encouraging. You can leave whatever you want to be.
Yes,
dude. They can't tell me because I raised a daughter. My baby was raised by one of the biggest fools ever cut down. And nonstop, straight through school, through college, through grad school, and now she's a doctor. Now she's a doctor. In spite of my shortcomings, I can't accept that excuse that the opportunity is not there.
So what you're saying is that whereby you encourage her in some way. There are a lot of people out here telling them, the man holding you back.
Yeah, right. You might well forget that. You might well forget that. That's the big thing about this. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's an affront to the gospel. When you do your digging and scratching and get to the base of this thing, the whole agenda is to replace God with gold.
That's the same thing for the Marxists.
Because
Philippians tells us we can do all things
through Christ.
That's what Christian should be our mantra.
That's it.
Nothing we cannot do.
Absolutely.
If we just put our trust in the
Lord
and apply ourselves and study hard, we can do anything.
CIT doesn't do that.
No.
CIT, the black person is oppressed.
He holding you back.
The white man is the racist.
Okay.
The Asian person should live in fear and be persecuted.
Yeah.
Okay. The Hispanic, always trying to get over and sneak over and all that.
Okay.
These are the labels that CIT has put on.
Which are all lies.
Right.
Basically, lies is what they are.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how how lies can just seem like it takes off.
What they do.
But
that's
truth has a heart.
Truth, a lonely
one. It's a warrior. It's a pack right that comes with truth.
Yeah.
Even with the border crisis we looking at now.
Okay.
With these people coming across the border. And I heard one guy who he's been down there in that situation for years now, evaluating the situation. Majority of the people that come to the border seeking asylum now. Let's get it right. That's what it's for. They got cell phones. They pay thousands of dollars to get thus far.
To get over here.
Thus far.
Yeah.
So it's not that you're in a situation that's dire or deadly. Now, some of them are.
Yeah.
But they don't usually let them in. Because those are the Christians fleeing persecution.
Yeah, so they won't let them in.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
We need to look at this thing for what it truly is instead of just taking their word for it. Because they lying to us.
Oh, yeah.
They lying to us.
Find an article here on this military guy. Hey, I found that retired colonel here, Austin Baker. Did I give y'all one of those? Oh, thanks.
I didn't say
that. Okay.
You did this to Austin Baker.
I didn't give y'all Austin Baker.
No, this one.
That was what I gave? Indigenous. What I gave y'all. Okay.
Yeah. And this is absolutely right, Pastor. This critical race theory encourages intolerance,
difference,
and anger.
I got all bunch of copies. You got to give up the stuff, man.
There you go. Let's go with it.
All right, Tony, jump on that one then. Let's look at what this retired colonel here has to say about military.
Okay, it's a Viewpoint article by Austin Bates, and the article is entitled, Uncle Sam Needs You for a Counter-Psychological Warfare Strategy. Wow, that's a mouthful. Alright, and it reads, divide and conquer, or divide and rule, was a maxim Chinese strategist Sun Tzu stressed in 500 B.C. Sun wrote that the supreme military commander subjugate other people's army without engaging in battle.
Captured
other people's fortified cities without attack.
Yeah.
Defeating an enemy without fight is the true pinnacle of excellence. In the 4th century, that's been said, that's plain.
That's right.
In the 4th century B.C., Macedonia's Philip II, Alexander the Great's father, demonstrated a genius for the type of duplicitous Diplomacy that weakens that divide. The authoritarian fill of seated resentment and aggravated old feuds and rival Greek city-states. Democratic cities were especially susceptible to his mix of three, lies and blandishment. Autocratic Macedonia leveraged Athens' endless internal political quarrels to splinter resistance.
Now, let's keep that. Go ahead.
When feuds escalated to minor wars, the Macedonian army would intervene. With Philip posing as the peacemaker, if he occasionally fell short of Sun Tzu's bloodless pinnacle, his policy cocktails of charm, coercive treachery, lies, and military muscle made it difficult for rival Greeks to unite and oppose his expansionist goals. Athens and Thebes finally allied, but way too late. Ultimately, Philip gained hegemonic control of Greece.
Yes, he did.
Communist China's long game.
Long game.
Long game. That's a word there, y'all. Audience, listen. Long game resembles Philip II. Except China seeks global hegemony, substitute propaganda and psychological warfare for lies and coercive treachery. In China's shorter game, tactics and operations to achieve his goal also modified.
What I was just about now, offensive psychological.
Okay, offensive psychological warfare, disinformation operations, and agitation propaganda have become media terms for Philip's method.
Okay.
But divide and conquer without risking major war remains
to the.
They don't want none of it.
Uh-huh. Right. Because they don't want to end this whole thing.
But
yet, it's still, the tactics we see in our community and in our nation today is being pushed and promoted by.
Absolutely. And if we look on the world stage, we saw it was in the news all last week, the big meeting with Biden and Putin over there.
Yeah.
If you just look at how, when they were sitting on the stage, just the posture of those two men sitting there. Tell you a whole lot about what Putin thought about this.
Yes,
man. He knows this man is weak. We have a weak leader right now.
Very weak.
But they know America, as it always has strength and power. Yeah. But and they don't want to do it on the war level. But they gonna fight it just like
we don't want to commit suicide.
No,
But this level of internal strife. And, go ahead. Let's give you a little bit more. China what? Employed these simple subversives.
Okay, yeah. China employed these and similar subversive methods. Combined with coercive threats, they become great area warfare.
Lots of threats today.
Yeah. Right now, the United States and Communist China are engaged in a very dangerous great area warfare. And Beijing is the aggressor. Wow, that's big. Information age digital media deluged with emotionally and politically manipulative calls celebrates and the increasingly controlled by autocratic billionaire elites. Gates and all the and authoritarian states. Key battlefield in this war.
That's true. Key.
Don't know nothing. You get outside of basketball, LeBron lost as a high ball but he has an audience.
Yeah.
And they use him to pander to his audience.
The same way.
They use him as useful idiots.
Political pundits. That's what it is.
That's right. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, vital American political institutions are also battlefields.
Yes, they are.
To include the National Security and Intelligence Services and the U.S. military. According to the Pentagon, psychological warfare as a doctrine is directed solely against enemy audience.
Oh.
I pointed out in a recent column that the Department of Defense, by including so-called critical race theory and training programs.
In the military.
Receiving distrust and discord.
That's what they're doing.
That's right. That undermines unit cohesion.
What you need in the military.
And command authority. And quite simply, damn respect for fellow service members as individual human beings.
It does that. Stripped what? Stripped up of what?
Stripped of academic poppycock.
Okay.
CRT confines Americans to racial caste. That is. That is. See, critical theory, you can plug anything in the middle of that. Whether it be race or gender or whatever. But it's the critical theory that gets it.
And the reason I did not succeed because of you.
That's right. That's right. Somebody else fought.
Yeah. You white.
Yeah. You got your foot on
you had an opportunity and more than I did. Because I ain't gonna mention all that rebound score.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with it. They ain't got nothing to do with it. CRT confines Americans to racial caste, which means it's disgustingly racist.
Okay.
Since CRT insists on division, it is inherently divisive.
Yeah,
Philip II would see the possibility. No doubt, Xi Jinping is enthused.
Yes,
for the record, Philip had slaves and Brooke no opposition.
Okay.
Xi has Uyghurs or whatever that is, and China is an enslaved nation with a state-controlled media.
That's right.
Can't say nothing but what they tell them they can say.
That's right. Control, I mean complete.
That's
control.
Right. That's right.
But yet and still, they stir in the pot.
That's right.
See, now you think about it now, the United States is slow to get there because social media won't let you say it.
They're censoring. They're censoring right now. They're censoring right now.
Facebook is tightening up completely.
Yeah, you know it was coming. Look, we just read an article controlled by the global elites, like Zuckerberg and all these. That we might ask a character like Hunter Biden about Beijing's ability to pass cash to influence foreign leaders.
You can tell them a lot.
What is to be done?
Okay,
bluntly, America needs a counter psychological warfare strategy that can confront China and Russia constructive lies and treat anti-American propaganda like CRT as the faculty club rubbish it is. The goal is building public awareness of the societal resistance to these psychological warfare assault designed to shatter us. The Biden administration is enthralled to CRT advocates. So individual Americans and private sector organizations willing to defend freedom must be the initial act. Treat these columns as my personal contribution. That's a good one. Too. Because you were paid for this type of information.
On one end, you say you tried to, in the inauguration speech of the president, he said he won't bring people together.
That's what he said.
How do you bring people together by dividing people?
You can't have a place of all places. The military.
That's good. The military.
The pastor was in the
chair. The foxhole.
It's a little different.
In the Marine Corps, it is very important for us to have one camaraderie. You shower together.
You fight together. You're in the foxhole together.
Absolutely. Yes. Your life. Your life is in this brother's hand.
So here's politics down in the foxhole. I would tell that brother that the enemy is coming against him on the other side of it, but he's a Democrat.
That's how it's
going to
work.
That's sad.
You know, when Black Lives Matter.
When Biden was over there in the G7, the world got a chance to see something that very rarely seen with America. And that he went over there and just bashed the Republican Party.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he just bashed the Republican Party and talk about all the shortcomings and all the he trying to clean up the previous administration. On the world stage.
World stage.
Mm-hmm. If they smell, they like sharks. You know, Putin, if he smell weakness, buddy, that's a shark.
If he smell weakness, then we got to.
He's a shark, bro.
I don't think I ran this call together. Let me read a little bit about the protests in California to this CRT thing here. They are really in an uproar there because of what the teachers there. Los Alamitos, it's California, y'all. About 150 protests together outside Los Alamitos Unified School District on May 11th. As the board unanimously voted to implement new social justice standards in the classroom. our children. A former said that they were concerned lest the teacher create a great theory. An ideology that divides society into oppressors and the oppressed,
okay,
based on characteristics such as race, sex, class, or sexual proclivity. Y'all hear that? The district superintendent denied that the new standards would teach theology. The writer was held in front of the district office, even though the board was led online due to health and safety concerns and recommendations of law enforcement. Crowds gathered from throughout Orange County region to protest the new guidance. They should be teaching facts, not ideology.
That's right.
That was Green said in Long Beach here. The anchor domains in the social justice standards are values that the parents should be deciding upon, not the school.
That's right. That's it.
That's common sense, ain't it?
Yeah.
The government school should be right down the middle. You know, in other words, so the government trying to take our kids from us.
That's it.
Yeah. Huh? Okay. Superintendent Fulber said during the May 11th board meeting that the standards don't teach each one of them pro CRT, but don't teach CRT, but are a guide for teachers to shape their lesson into a way that is a little bit more culturally.
What's the difference?
Relevant.
What's the difference?
Just a long way to say.
We teach CRT.
Critical race theory is not something that we're implementing, he said. Many of our students of color and of different ethnic backgrounds have really expressed that they want to see themselves more in that.
Okay. The board ain't said that.
They want to see themselves more within their classroom and don't want to have to wait until when they get to high school. And then let alone take an elective ethnic course, you know. They want, you know, black studies in
the
Okay, social justice standards are a set of guidelines divided into four domains: identity, diversity, justice, and action. The standards were provided by Learning for Justice, formerly known as Teaching Tolerance, founded by Southern Poverty. Y'all know what that is, though?
Yes.
Southern Poverty Law Center. That's here in Alabama.
Yeah.
They're formed in Alabama.
Yeah.
They were out there in California raising hell. okay, now I want to oppose the viewpoint. So, oh, yeah, we got. I'm sorry.
I got
a friend of mine that had me a lot of material. Oppose the viewpoints. More than 30 people took this podium during the protest to share their concern about the curriculum. They focus on the narrative instead of focusing on the truth. And they really should be focused on academics,
said
Simmons, father of two children in the school district. Simmons cited a recent comment by superintendent in the article about that. He said that the board intends to highlight core ethnic studies concepts such as equality. That's what they want to bring in, equality, and justice and race. They want to inject that into the curriculum. Simmons said equality is a polar opposite of equity, is a polar opposite of equality.
That's right. That's it.
You can't have both. We believe in equal opportunity. Everybody has the same truth, but equity is forced outcome.
That's it.
That's critical race.
That's what it is.
He said many parents and students dare not speak against CRT because of the fear of being ostracized. I understand for the students because that's not a good situation. They could lower their grades.
Oh, absolutely.
They destroy their future.
Absolutely.
If they stand up and take a stand against
Come
the teacher.
That's right.
But our kids are the best.
They are. They really are. That's why you got to start at the house, training them before they leave the house.
And that's so you're intimidated now. They're going to school being intimidated.
Yes.
And so careful. They be careful even what they say.
Yes.
What kind of atmosphere are you creating there? You can't express yourself.
Right.
Same way with your college students, they go off to college.
Absolutely.
They're afraid to speak up. Because the professors they feel they might get a low grade. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to stop there, brother. But you got to put despite the color of your skin, we are all the same. What they're trying to teach is the fact that maybe blacks or browns are better than white people in their
mind.
We're all the same.
Come on now. That's good. That's good. And I say that boldly today. A Christian is a Christian is a Christian is a Christian. What is show me in the Word of God that the fact that I got more melanin in my skin makes me more of a Christian than anybody else? Ain't no such thing as more of a Christian.
Doesn't. I can't say it.
It's amazing, but that's what CRT teaches.
Right, right. So it's division. It basically is division. As divided, we don't fall. Together we stand, divided we'll fall. And we're going in the wrong direction now, basically what we're saying. Okay, Kevin, let's sum it up here, baby.
That little girl that was on that video.
Yeah, all she is going to do is play. Very smart.
Yeah.
And whoever had the ball, they played with.
Want to grow them up? You want to?
We need to have that same attitude as adults.
Yes,
we don't need to let these labels that the media CRT is imposing upon us to live by. We don't need that. All I want to do is just feel the gospel.
Yes.
Preach the gospel.
That's right.
And
that's
whoever wants to believe it with me and whoever the power comes upon to share that with me, that's who I'm with.
And they said on news that Bill Gates came up this time in his Montana conclave over there. They know white, they don't like somebody we see.
That's right.
Way out there, you know, but then come back in the city right here. Go ahead.
I'm gonna do you one better. Patrice Cullors the same way.
Yep.
Patrice Cullors the same way.
She got that money and moved up in the hill.
With the folks she hates that inherently racist.
Right.
Yeah, all that. So, but people, and I want to speak specifically to the church right here. Mm-hmm. We say, well, what them four guys down there making such a big deal out of
okay,
it?
Okay.
But why are they just in the ditch? What is the big deal about it? They can preach the gospel and just let it be that. Mm-hmm. But that same mindset, that same attitude is why your children in elementary school, they read books like Johnny Got Two Moms.
Okay, right. Okay.
Johnny Got Two Dads.
Okay.
You know, sitting around not being aware of what's being pushed, what your children are being brainwashed with.
That's
this CRT is a part of the Marxist agenda.
Yes, sir.
It's a big plan that's unfolding right before our eyes.
Right.
And if you don't stand up against this, go to the school board, and voice your opinion about this CRT thing, then your children's future, the future of their children, all that is down the
gone. Amen. Bill, what do you say? Critical race theory.
Critical race theory.
It's reverse discrimination.
Okay.
Yeah. Reverse
discrimination.
That's what it is.
That's good.
Good.
I mean, people need to wake up. They need to get a hold of this thing and paint it.
Grandpaint.
Yes.
Talk to your children.
Good.
What they're teaching them in school. Find out. You'll find out quick what they teach them in school, because kids are innocent, like they look good.
That's right.
Sure. Kids are innocent.
That's right.
You know, I can be riding down the road and a little white kids in the car, they wave.
Oh, sure.
I mean, because they're innocent.
Yeah. Don't think about that.
That's right.
Yeah. But as believers, though, we need to stand firm and not be cowards.
That's right.
Not be cowards. Great God, Jesus Christ, he did not keep silent in the face of so much lies, you know.
Amen.
And we can't do, we must
That's
stand
right.
firm. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We pray your word, Lord, might touch the hearts of your people. We pray that someone might be in life, Lord, realize that we've come too far to go back. We have to in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.